tracking each step in missions. This is Footsteps from TWR. With today's discussion, here's Andy Napier.
TWR broadcasts the gospel to people living in at least 190 countries. And to accomplish that task, we use a long list of languages. TWR President Lauren Libby joins us in the studio. And Lauren, we just passed a major milestone.
We just went over the 300 mark. In fact, we're at 301 as we speak. And if you're wondering what 301 is, it's pidgin, and it's on the island of Papua New Guinea.
When you think about, when you came on board, in fact, how many years ago?
13 years.
13 years ago. Yeah. How many languages were we in 13 years ago?
We were at about 180 languages.
And now we're over 300.
Mm-hmm.
That's tremendous growth.
Well, we need to grow. And I tell you why, because it's a big world. God wants a big voice for Jesus in the world. And therefore, it's just incomprehensible that we wouldn't be in every language that we possibly could be.
I know that when we're talking about these languages, we're talking about presenting the gospel in someone's heart language.
We talk a lot about the heart language. It's the language we grew up with. It's the language that we feel comfortable with. It's the language we trust. And heart language is very, very important. I mean, it's even down to dialects. So what we try to do is we try to match the heart language with the audience that we're distributing content to.
We know from Revelation 5:9 that Jesus will save people from every tribe and language, and he's using TWR to reach more of them every day. You can learn more about TWR when you go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.